Dory, you have something to share with us?
Well, I did. I will say I've also been through miscarriage, and I was told that I did not lose a child. And from somebody very close in the situation.
It's devastating, right?
It is. It is. And I also felt alone. I really did. There were times that people didn't know how to respond in that situation, and maybe it's gotten better over the years. But at that time, it was, I would tell someone and they were like, oh, we're sorry. But then that would be it. There would be very few. I remember one lady did send me a card. She heard about it. And she said, God put you on my heart. I'm praying for you. And but for the most part, it was no worse than if I'd stumped my toe, you know, the response from people. But and that was my second pregnancy. So I had two more after that. Yeah. And so joy was restored, of course, through those children. But yes, that was one of the things that I didn't think about earlier until you had mentioned it.
Yeah.
That it did take some time to get over that. There was great loss. And
imagine you still think about it from time to time.
Every October 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every October 3rd. Yeah. And I did. I had felt before I lost the baby. And it was 10 weeks, so sex could not be determined. But but in my spirit, I felt like it was a little girl, and I'd already named her Ashley Ruth. So I still refer to her as Ashley Ruth.
Yeah.
And I don't cry as much anymore, but right. Like you said earlier, I know that she's waiting over there, and she's with her dad and some grandparents now. But yeah, you never forget. You never forget.
And interesting, you said about you're going to see your baby sometime soon in heaven. I mean, I exactly have that feeling. Like, I have three kids, but in my mind, I know I have four.
Right.
And I just know. I mean, just because it was a fetus, it doesn't matter. It was my child, and I So I understand what you said, Lord. Like, that's why I didn't want to tell anyone, and that's the sad part. You feel isolated because you don't want to tell anyone because the fear of people minimizing your loss.
And there's no closure to it. There's no funeral. No, there's right. no at that stage, you know, and. So I think it takes longer to get that closure as well that you might get at a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, but I was going to write a book. I never did. I started it and never finished it, called Joy in the Morning. But tonight I'm going to cry. And I never did get it finished. Maybe one day. One day I'll finish it.
So knowing that you should and you didn't is like saying that God put something in your heart and you can help a lot of people, and you decide to be Jonah and turn the other direction.
You know what?
And so we will throw you off the ship and let the whale eat you up.
That's right.
Because you're causing us trouble here.
Yeah. God, that's one thing I wrote earlier. Some of the struggles, through any struggle we go through, whether it's God sending it or because we made stupid choices ourselves, He will use all of them to bring us closer to Him. And that's the whole thing with Jonah. Everything he went through was God was drawing him back to Him, trying to get him back to Him.
And that's the joy in the storm. There's always a silver lining to what we go through, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you hadn't gone through that, you wouldn't be this deep person. You will be this young guy who's healthy, happy, no problems, and you don't care. You're not going to empathize with anyone because your life was so perfect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep getting more arrogant because you're so perfect. You never make mistakes. You never suffered. And then you go down this downward spiral, and that's what happened to me, you know.
Right.